It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH newsman Steve Alexander. As this morning's report coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, as promised, here's Steve Alexander.
Thank you, Max. Let us begin our travels across the Midwest in southeastern Iowa, where a 20-year-old woman's body was found, but not the body of a missing University of Iowa student. This body was found early Sunday in farm country near West Point. It's about 90 miles southeast of where 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts was last seen on July 18th in her hometown of Brooklyn. Well, then who was this other woman? 20-year-old Sadie Alvarado, who lived in Muscatine, a 28-year-old man has been charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident in connection with her death. It is election day in Michigan, a statewide primary where $40 million worth of new voting machines are being used for the first time, and already there's a problem. Not the Russian hacking type of problem, at least not that we know of yet. There are complaints that the new machines don't have keypads with Braille, like the old machines did, making it difficult for blind voters. Interesting numbers coming out of Sturgis, South Dakota, where over 500,000 bikers have descended on a town of about 7,000. Through yesterday, fewer people had been arrested for drunken driving compared to last year. But drug arrests are up from last year, 21 felonies and 56 misdemeanors so far. Oh boy. A 15-year-old Kansas City, Missouri girl searched the internet for scary movies where kids kill parents. And then, you can guess the rest of it. She'll be tried as an adult for shooting her mom and dad to death, 37 and 38. Well, I wonder what Howard Buffett is up to. All we have heard officially is that the foundation of the son of Warren Buffett says it's making an unprecedented investment in Decatur, Illinois, and that the announcement involves community health, and it will be made tomorrow. That's it. I guess we have to wait. Howard Buffett's foundation has donated millions of dollars to projects in central Illinois. If you like small-town museums, there's a brand-new one in Newton, Wisconsin. This one allows visitors to simulate driving a combine at harvest time, lift a block of cheese, learn how yogurt is made, and discover more about mink, fish, poultry, and bison farms in Wisconsin. Other displays showcase farmers' markets, soil, honey, automatic milking machines, robotic feed pushers, drones that can spot weeds, and soil conservation efforts. Newton is along Interstate 43, north of Sheboygan. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.